beautiful day. Thank you that we can all come meet together as part of your body and meet with you. Father, I thank you that you have words to speak to each and every one of us, that you know our hearts, you know the desires of our hearts, you know the cry of our hearts. Father, so I just ask that you would come and meet us in that place tonight. To speak to us what it is that we really need to hear. And it's everything that we're going through right now, Papa, the difficult things and the exciting things. We ask you to just come and speak your truth over us. Just speak to any strongholds that prevent us from hearing your truth. We'll bind you up in Jesus' name. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you just bring an openness right now. That we would just be able to hear so clearly what you have for each and every one of us tonight. Since I've spoken at Central. I don't know when it last was, but it feels like it's been a while. How are you guys doing? Tired, I see. It's like, good. All right, fair enough. It's the end of the school year.
Yeah!
Transition into spring, I can understand that. I get the blessing of kicking off a new series tonight. This new series is going to be on vision. Yeah. Alright, a couple of you are as excited about that as I am.
Yeah.
Any of the guys in my cell know that I'm very passionate about vision. Sometimes they wince when I say the word vision because I talk about it so much because I think it's really, really important. And I think it's good to have vision for our lives and have vision for the things that we're doing. Right? If I'm pastoring you one-on-one, you will hear this word come up a lot. Right. So, you guys missed it in the announcement today, but we've been talking about this thing coming up called Life Languages. How many of you have heard of that? Alright, so you guys know that we're doing a Life Languages workshop, or we're planning on doing a Life Languages workshop on Saturday, but it's now been postponed because not enough people signed up for it this time around. But Life Languages is this really cool thing, because each of us has these languages that we communicate in. Right? Like the way that we respond to things. Some of us respond more with our hearts, some more with our heads. Some of us show things more with our actions, some more with our words, right? And so these things have been broken up into these seven life languages. It's a really cool course. I totally recommend you go on it. You do this profile online, then the people who run this course actually go through your profile personally. They figure out what you are, and they give you like a 20 to 25 page report that sort of outlines how it is that you relate, which when you get it probably won't be that big of a shock, but then you learn about these different life languages and you start to learn how you actually relate or don't relate to those around you, the places where you're really strong. You might start to understand why some of your close friends are your close friends and why some of the people that bug you. And then as you learn about these life languages, it actually really, really helps you relate to all people and understand where they're coming from. So it's really, really cool. One of my major life languages is called a shaper. And one of the things that shapers are really known for is having plans. Shapers like to plan. And so, you're going to get a little glimpse into who I am. This is one of the reasons why I love vision. Because I've often heard it said, and I was trying to find like the original source of this, and I'm not sure because there's a whole bunch of proverbs, not like proverbs from the Bible, but just like old sayings that relate to this and that are so close to this that it's really hard to know the original. But the saying is that vision is dreams with a plan. Right? Vision is dreams with a plan. Okay, because you probably all have an idea of what a dream might be for your life. Not talking about like when you sleep, that is also a dream, but not the type that I'm referring to. A dream for your life is often like a goal, somewhere where you want to be, something that you want to have, right? Yes? Do you understand that concept of a dream? Okay. Good. I wasn't planning on breaking that one down. So you've got a dream, right? But a lot of times what we will do is we'll have a dream and no concept of how we're going to get there. Right? So I want to have a $5 million yacht to sail the oceans, and I'm just going to go sailing for a couple years at a time. And I work a job at McDonald's, and I'm planning on retiring from McDonald's. This is hypothetical. I'm just letting you guys all know. So that's a really nice dream. That's an awesome dream, right? Most people would love to have like a multi-million-dollar yacht and sail the seas and not have to worry about work and all that. However, if working at McDonald's, where I'm making close to minimum wage, is my plan to get there, that's going to be quite difficult, and by the time I actually have that yacht, I might not be in any physical shape to go sailing. Right? And so the dreams are good, but part of having vision is actually having a plan to get there. Right? Now, one of the cool things is, because I always want to know, what does the Bible actually say about vision? There's a verse that I hear a lot when it comes to vision. And that verse is Proverbs 29:18, where it says, in some translations, without vision, the people perish. Or without vision, the people live... The people cast off restraints. Is that what you said? Yes, that is good. That is the one that I was thinking of. And then I open up my Bible, which is the NLT. Says, when people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. I thought, I thought the same thing that you guys all thought. That was good. That was good. We're on the same page. I thought, divine guidance. That's really interesting. So I looked into the word that's used for vision there, and the word that's used for vision is actually a word that's meaning like it's divine guidance from God. Right? Divine, divinity. Right? And so it's not just a vision of where we're going, but it's a vision that actually comes from God. Because, you know, like otherwise it's kind of hard to know where we're going. And so I was thinking about this, and it's such the nature of God to give us a plan and to want us to know where we're going. Right? Because partially, as I'm looking through the Bible, right, I'm looking at the different verses where it's talking about vision and what it's saying about vision and the different words that are used for vision. And it was really cool, but I felt like I was missing something. So I'm asking God about it, and God's like, look at the bigger picture. And I'm like, well, what do you mean by that? And he's saying, like, the whole Bible itself, right? If you look at the Old Testament, so many of the books are books of prophets. Prophets who come along and let the leaders know how things are going to go down, what the steps are that they're going to have to take. You look at the New Testament, and the last book of the Bible is Revelation, which is a prophetic word from God of what heaven's going to be like, what the end times are going to be like. Right? And so God is a God that loves to give vision. He loves to tell us where we're going. Right? That's the whole dream aspect. He loves to tell us where we're going, but he loves to partner with us to tell us the best way to get there.
Yes.
Amen. All right? And so, I mean, it's really, that's just so in tune with God's character, because God is such a God of relationship. And God loves to give us these big dreams, but he doesn't want to leave us hanging out to dry because we can't fulfill the things because they're just so big. Right? He wants to actually partner with us and walk out the whole journey to get to that place, the whole plan for getting towards our vision. Does that sound like a good thing?
That is a good sounding thing.
So you guys want to do that? Do you want to actually partner with God?
Sounds good.
Some of you are hesitant. I can hear it in your voice. And that's, I think, a reality. Because it's really easy for us to make plans sometimes. Not for everybody. Some people really struggle making plans. But for some people, it's really easy to make plans. And it's easy to start out with those plans. But then as we're going along, those plans fall apart. Right? Have you guys ever had that happen? A plan to maybe, like, get in shape before summer comes and you have to start wearing a swimsuit.
Yeah.
And so that plan involves, like, getting out 5 times a week to go running for 30 minutes. And so January rolls around, and you hop on the treadmill, 20 minutes in, you're like, maybe 5 times a week, 20 minutes is good enough. So you stop. And then by the second week of January, you're like, yeah, I've done it 3 times already this week. That's pretty good. So you stop. And then by the end of January, you know, you're not on board with that plan anymore. Sound for not, no, just me?
No.
Okay, so. And so, oftentimes we will sort of, we'll take that on as like this weight, right? We'll start to believe things about ourselves, like, you know, like I just won't be able to stick with it. Or, you know, there's the other side of things. Sometimes our plans, like that type of a plan of just like getting on a treadmill and working out to try and lose weight, is very formulaic, right? You can see how the action would equal the results.
Yeah.
Do you see how the action can equal the results?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I do enjoy interaction. I know it's been a while, but in case you forgot, I do enjoy interaction. So a plan like that is really formulaic, but then there's often these plans of God which involve these big gaps in them. Okay, so I love the story of Joshua and Jericho, which is in Joshua chapter 6. And Joshua is a really cool man when you think of vision, because God had promised the Israelites the promised land, right? That was a dream that they had.
Right.
Most of the Israelites who went to scout out the land were terrified because they didn't see how they could get rid of the giants that were in the land. And so they kind of gave up on that dream. Joshua, when he was leading the Israelites, came up against Jericho, this like impenetrable fortress, okay, and saw that this stands in the way of his dream. He's like, no problem, I'm a man with vision, I'm going to go to God, and God's going to give me a plan. So he goes to God, God gives him a plan. His plan also involves a lot of walking. And so he starts, his plan is to walk around the city for 7 days. On the seventh day, they're going to walk around it 7 times. Okay, now here's the part of the plan where it doesn't quite add up. Because after walking around it on the seventh time, on the seventh day, the city is supposed to crumble. So this plan would be the other side of the coin where God needs to come through, because it's not one of those plans where the action equals the result directly. Right? Generally, when we walk around something 7 times, it does not fall. Okay? So these are two types of plans that you may have experience with, one or the other, or both. In my life, I've definitely gone through both. I've gone through those plans that are very action equals the direct result, and I've had those ones where God needs to show up. So I want to talk about both of those just really quickly. Those plans where the action equals the result. A lot of times, those plans are formed on our own, without God. Because God is a God who loves to partner with us, so his plan doesn't usually exclude him.
Well played.
Right? It doesn't mean that every single plan that you ever have where you can see how the action would equal the results is not from God. I'm not saying that. We're just saying a lot of times we just make those plans in our own brain. We're like, this is how I'm going to get to it. God's given me this dream. This is how I'm going to get there. Okay? But I want to just bring you back to the fact that that vision, that dream was given to you by God. Right? Therefore, we should also be going to God for the plan to get there. Okay? However, that can leave us in this other place where we get this plan that just seems so much bigger than what we could possibly handle. Right? Like Joshua and Jericho. I think most of you know me, but some of you probably don't, so I'll make this story of my vision really short. But as I finished high school and I was working a factory job and thinking to myself, you know what, like, God, this is not what I want to do the rest of my life. You put so many things inside my heart. There's no way that you ever would have created me just to do this, like, 9-to-5 job every day in the place where I was living, where I wasn't able to, like, walk out so many of the dreams that I have. And so I started to talk to God about it, and I said, like, this isn't... the life that I'm living right now is never going to lead me to the things that I want to do. The things that you've put in my heart. And so I started to pursue some of those things. And one of the things that I really want to do is change the entertainment industry, specifically the film industry in Hollywood. Now, working in a factory in a small town, Ontario, is not going to do anything to get me there. So through a lot of prayer and like a lot of consulting my spiritual parents and my earthly parents and my heavenly daddy, like just in a lot of chatting, I decided, you know what, I'm going to go to film school. I'm going to go to the best screenwriting program that I can find, which at the time was UCLA in California. And I'm going to go there because, like, in order to get into this industry, I actually have to do something to get into this industry. It's part of my plan, right? My vision is not to go to film school, right? I don't want to, like, I don't know, film school, I could take it or leave it. My vision is not to go to film school. My vision is to change the entertainment industry, and film school is a step in that direction, okay? Now then, in praying about that, I started to see how, you know, I had all these other dreams inside of me, and started to realize that, you know, UCLA was just me putting my spin on what God had said. Because God was telling me to take steps in the direction of film school, and so I naturally just gravitated to, I've got to do the best thing. And I zeroed in on UCLA, but God is like, Jordan, you're so much bigger than that. You're so much more than just a screenwriter. And so, again, back to my whole relationship with God, I got to pray through it. I felt like God was actually leading me to Toronto instead. Woo! It was the best film program I could find in Canada. And so it's still along that path, but then what it allowed me to do is like connect with TACF. Give me a place where I can actually like minister with people. A place where I can worship and like a body that I can be part of. I'm not saying I would never find that in California, but God has opened up doors for me left, right, and center here in Toronto. Why? Because I followed His plan for me, not my own.
Amen.
Right? Because my own plan was just like zero in on this one thing that I've got in my mind, neglecting everything else that God's put inside of me. Something that I love about God is that He knows me so much better than I know myself. So anytime I get discouraged because I can't figure out how all these things that I'm wrestling with inside of my heart fit together, I just go back to God who put those things inside my heart, and He's like, oh, thank you for finally asking me. Because all along, He's desperate to have that kind of relationship where He can coach you through stuff, grow you through stuff, mentor you. He's referred to as a father, right? And that's what fathers do. Like, that's what a perfect father does. And so, tonight what I really want to challenge us with is places where we've been disappointed in past, and that's prevented us in present from going to God to get a plan.
That's really good, Jordan.
So maybe that's because in past, you haven't had either, like, you haven't had a physical father or even a spiritual father or spiritual parent of any kind who will like come alongside you and actually work with you on a plan. Because that's a really godly thing. That's what our Heavenly Father put our earthly parents to model for us, is to actually like raise us up and grow us into things. Right? And so when we haven't had that, we can often be disappointed and not trust God to do that for us either. And take on this attitude of, like, I know what's best for me. Did you design yourself?
Nope.
Another thing is that we've gone down the road of a plan before, and it didn't quite pan out. Just be honest with me. If you can think of a plan that you've had that hasn't quite panned out, I want you to put up your hand. Everybody that I can see has their hand up. Like, that's a reality. But I want to really encourage you that, you know, not every plan you walk out is from God. You can probably think already of some of the plans that you've had that aren't. But on top of that, it's like, sometimes we just give up on God in the race, like in the middle of it. Because God doesn't do things quite our way. Right? But you know, something that the Bible says that I love and I hate and struggle with some days is that those who lay down their lives will find it again in Christ. Right? You lay down your life for Jesus. And then you find it again. And I struggle with that because it's like, it's really hard to do that, right? To lay down that control to God, to lay down that disappointment before God. But as it said, God's the one who put all those things inside of our heart, and God's the only one who can balance it all out, right? God's the only one who knows exactly where you're going and exactly how to get there. And so if we decide to just hold on to things for ourselves and make all of our own plans and not work with God on any of this, right, we're not only robbing God of the joy of relationship with us, but we're going to be miserable with the job that we do. Right? Because we, on our own, like we've all seen probably our own plans fall short. There's a solution for all of this. That we lay down ourselves before God. And let God come in the way He wants to and partner with us. And it's really, I want to really challenge you guys tonight. You know, how about y'all stand up? Brian, are you anywhere around that you could play some guitar? And I want you to just close your eyes. And pick out just one dream that you have for your life. That could be a career that you really want, a place that you really want to go. Could be a spouse. Could be a specific ministry opportunity. Whatever it is, I want you to just think of a dream that you have. And I want you to start to think of what you're doing to get there. If it's really, really easy, you know what already, you've got the steps laid out, then I want you to maybe pick another dream. I want you to find a dream that you know that you're not really on a course towards right now, you're not taking steps towards. And then I want, if you're not taking steps towards that, why don't you start to Ask why. Ask Holy Spirit to reveal that to you. Is it because you've been disappointed in past? You expected it to happen already, and it didn't? Is it because you don't think you have it inside of you? Your circumstances just aren't aligned right? You don't have the money for the tuition for the schooling that you need? You don't have the background that you need to get into whatever it is. So I think, like, as you start to do this, some of you wrestle with, like, no, I couldn't do that. Right? I couldn't take those steps. For some of you, that's going to be signing up for just, like, a night school program to learn some new skills. But the thought of that terrifies you. Because you don't want to take any steps in that direction of that dream in case you get let down. But if you want to lay down that disappointment tonight, I'm going to give you the chance to do that. Because in order for God to actually come in and partner with us in that plan, we need to lay down all of our own expectations, all of our own disappointments because things haven't gone as planned in the past. Maybe you've held God responsible for things not going according to plan, even if it was your own plan. Maybe it was God's plan and it just didn't turn out the way you wanted it to. But if any of those things resonate with you, that you're disappointed, that you can't even begin to have faith for making another plan to achieve your dreams, I want to encourage you to come up to the front and just find a spot here to just lay that down before God. If you want to get down on your knees, you want to just stand here. I invite you to come right now. This is the decision that you get to make between you and God. Keep moving up to the front, so there's more room for people to come. So whether you're up here at the front or you're still on your seats, if you really want to partner with God in this, first you've got to lay down and say everything that we brought to the table in the past. So why don't you just repeat after me. God, I repent right now of being disappointed with you. I repent of losing faith in you. Not waiting on you. I'm making my own plans. I want to partner with you, God. I want your plans to be my plans. God, I lay down all of my expectations. I
choose to put my trust in you. I feel like Holy Spirit is going to highlight for some of you right now specific expectations that you've been holding on to, you know, the way things are going to come together. If you're getting something like that, I want you to just let that go. You just pray it out under your breath again. Just say, like, I let that go. Some of you have spoken specific ages over yourself, like, I'm going to be married by the time I'm 25. That's come and gone, and now you're walking in disappointment. Just speak that out and let it go. And Daddy, I just pray over each and every one of these people here that you would come where hearts have been hardened, that you would just soften them again. That you would open up each and every one of these hearts, each and every one of these minds to the plans that you have for them. The good plans that you have for them. Thank you, Father, for the dreams that you put inside each and every one of them. And I thank you, Father, that you put those dreams there for a reason. That as we go out of this place tonight, you just keep softening our hearts, tilling the soil that is our hearts, Papa, so that we'd be ready for the plans that you want to plant inside of us.
And song over you guys that says that the Lord foils the plans of the people, but the purposes of the Lord stand firm forever. And I just wanted to encourage you guys, especially ones that are up here, that God's purpose for your life includes the things that are dear to your heart and those things that you really wanted to do, like, you know, little things like get in shape for the summer, or big things like take a degree in school. That God is in those things, and those are His purposes for your life too. And you can rest assured that even when your own plans fail, His purposes stand firm for all generations in your life. And so, Father, I ask for people who have felt just too disappointed to try again, Daddy, that you would infuse their heart with hope and the revelation of God, your purpose in their life, all the different purposes are going to stand firm, are going to succeed. And Daddy, that you would give them the strength and the stamina to stand up and walk again with you, Father. Just bind up every spirit of helplessness in this room. And Father, I ask that hope would just rise up, that expectation would rise up, faith in you and your goodness would rise up, God.
That you would go out this week and that you would actually pursue that relationship with God, that relationship that He has for you, that you would start to walk those plans out, asking God